The next poet is Valery Astyanov.
Okay, I'm going to entertain you with some poems from this little book called Underground Shadows. This is a poem called The Spray Poem. Now, for the tribes of ligaments, the full house of lenses and senses confer on a valley of judgment. Through the geodesic beard of the erudites who came to visit the tomb of the last war, the corpse of the syllables are covered uncomfortably with shit, establishing an absolute order. Nothing remains but to proclaim the index of incidence, of indolence, of indecence, of indifference, of incipience, of includence, of incoherence, of incompetence, of inconsequence, of inconscience, of inconvenience, of incandescent, of inadvertent, of incontinent, the impotence of keeping the urine over the mortuary rests of the words which are to come over these linear tracks of reason. Thank you. This is a poem called Trans Star Insertion. I am a living fossil with earrings on my clit. Some universe is falling in centripetal fit. I'm tired of repetition of rings around the clit, recording from the stories mysteriously lit. The translunar insertion, it was just a diversion. Charging over the male and female, copulating on a cosmic scale, everybody menstruating freely, the beast licks his own sex with cock rings around the wrists, junk and drunk and fatalist, with asshole full of fists. This is a poem about a poetry reading in New Yorican cafe. It's called Passivity, Passion, Passable. Oh, there was the same old headache, the raw war between music and poetry. George Therese flying ego sound down and beer. Ira Cohn walking up and down. Allen Ginsberg, the Leroy Johns in a corner by the sound system. There was the same old Lucky with no hair, a lot of young and aspiring echoes, and a list of poets, and another list, and Ira Cohn didn't get on that list. And the time is running out, I'm running to a garbage box and find a piece of hash in an old camel wrap. Oh, it's the same raw war between politics and poetry, poetry and sex, and George Therese with cock rings on her wrist, and New Yorkers, and sweet sound of hypnosis. Maybe it is Ira Cohn electricity. Mein Kampf, mein Hof, my hope. I am a hitchhiker in my own racing tracks. A dream invites me in a zigzag of a nightmare. Would you break for a while and open the necklace? This glittering hand grenade, leaving behind bloody traces, squeaky waves on
bubbling highway.
Beneath the absence of blindfolding bondage, is a fusion between memory and the feeding breast, mirrors of shapeless shadows melting slow, curtains, wings, magnetic ivy, and farther beyond, sleeping, landing waterfront covered with human flesh, blood stains, smoking laundry, melting volcanoes, flooding skulls and spoiled meat of airplanes. Nothing can stop my imagination while I'm driving. Through this hour of deep sleep, dueling to be awake like an agony with my finger glued to the typewriter. This is a poem called In Hold Out. I'm very proud of my poetry, alone in my hate, despite my hate. Bloody, bloody, bloody hate. I hate myself till vertical suicide. I hate myself in a mirrors. I hate myself inside out and outside in. Till my last cognitive thought, I can't stand myself anymore. I can't stand hating without discrimination. I hate sympathetic elbow banging in the orthopedic shops. I hate the immune system of our spiritual responses. I hate the land of total ambiguity, the void of silence. And through this fucking poetry machine, I love my hate.